I'm Dan Hughes in the Treasure Corner. Treasure Trove. Did your heart skip a beat when I said that? Most people who enjoy metal detecting find coins, pull tabs, and an occasional piece of jewelry, but we call ourselves treasure hunters, and we all have one thing in common. We hope that next beep will be the find that will put us on Easy Street. If your ultimate goal is to find Treasure Trove, you should probably know exactly what that is. Treasure is easy, but trove? Well, the word comes from the French word trouver, meaning to find. So, treasure trove is found treasure. Legally, a treasure trove is usually defined as an amount of gold, silver, gemstones, money, jewelry, or any valuable collection found hidden underground or in places such as cellars or attics, where the treasure seems old enough for it to be presumed that the true owner is dead and unknown and the heirs undiscoverable. You can't really look for a specific treasure trove because if you know it's there before you find it, it isn't a trove. Troves are total surprises. Nobody knows who hid it, and it's been hidden long enough that the original owner is probably long dead. So if you find a chest full of silver and gold buried deep under the swing set at the local grade school, or a bottle full of gold rings buried under a picnic table at your local park, who owns it? Most professional treasure hunters say that in cases like this, you should keep your mouth shut or you'll be buried in lawsuits from people claiming they own it because their great-grandfather buried it. But legally, who owns such a find? Surprisingly, the answer to this seemingly simple question is often difficult to come by. Every state has its own laws regarding treasure trove. In most states, including Arkansas, Connecticut, Delaware, Georgia, Indiana, Iowa, Maine, Maryland, New York, Ohio, Oregon, and Wisconsin, it's finders keepers. In several other states, the finder must turn the find over to the police, who will try to find the owner. If the owner isn't found, the finder gets to keep the find. The waiting period for the police to give the find back varies from state to state, from 30 days to 10 years. In New Jersey, Idaho, and Tennessee, the landowner is the legal owner. In Indiana, the county gets the loot. In Vermont, it is given to the township where it was found, and in Maine, the township and the treasure hunter each get half. In Louisiana, the landowner and the finder split the loot 50-50. In cases where the finder was trespassing, that is, did not have permission to hunt the landowner or state gets the treasure, and the treasure hunter gets nothing, except a possible lawsuit for trespassing. And the Archaeological Resources Protection Act of 1979 says that anything found on federally owned land that is over 100 years old belongs to the government. Many states have similar laws about what is found on state property. The most common situation where treasure trove is found has nothing to do with metal detecting. Here's that scenario. A landowner hires laborers to dig a well or level some ground, and the workers discover buried treasure. In a famous Oregon case, some boys who were hired to clean out a hen house found thousands of dollars worth of gold coins in metal cans. In that case, the court awarded the coins to the boys, not the landowner. But that was in 1904, and nowadays, the landowner generally has a higher claim. So what exactly are the laws concerning treasure trove found in your state? You'll have to do some research to find out. The best way is to start with a Google search for Illinois Treasure Trove Laws, with your state's name instead of Illinois. You may have to contact your state attorney general's office to find out. The odds of any of us finding a treasure trove are about the same as the odds that you'll be hit by lightning while you're on your way to collect on your million-dollar winning lottery ticket. Still, it's fun to dream. For more articles on treasure hunting, scroll to the bottom of my website at treasuremanual.com. Thanks for listening. In the Treasure Corner, I'm Dan Hughes.